All right, so we're going to go through a fresh installation of WordPress. What you're going to need is a hosting account. You're also going to need WordPress. Okay, and you get that at WordPress.org. Don't go to WordPress.com. Go to WordPress.org. You're going to be able to download the free package of WordPress. You're going to need cPanel access on your server. That's taken care of with your hosting company. And you're going to need, you can do all of this through cPanel, but I highly recommend that you use some type of FTP client, and that is to facilitate transferring the files to your hosting account. And we'll deal with all of that once we get to that point. I use Smart FTP. You can use any FTP you want out there. Okay, so in the very first video, I'm going to assume that you have got a domain and you've got a hosting account, because those are handled outside of the actual WordPress installation. So what we're going to do first is go to WordPress.org, click Download WordPress, whatever the current version is, and I'm going to again click Download. And you can see down here that that download has started. I'm going to pause the video. When that resumes, we will go to the next phase. All right, so that has finished. And what I'm going to do, let me open up the file, and I am just going to actually put that on my desktop. It's right here. It's a zipped file. So what you're going to do is just double click it. And the easiest thing to do is pretty much just drag it onto your desktop. That will extract all of the files that are zipped up in that folder. And we can close this now. Okay, so what we've got is a folder on our desktop that's titled WordPress. If we go in there, you should see here now all of the files and folders that are needed to have a WordPress website. Okay, so at this point, that's where we're going to stop. You should have your hosting account. Obviously, you've got a domain name and a hosting account. You should have access to your cPanel. And now you should have the latest copy of WordPress. In the next video, we're going to use cPanel to create a database on your server that will facilitate this WordPress installation.